This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We are blessed thanks to you. I could all day, every day, talk to the fine listeners of this program, and I'm not pandering. I sincerely mean that, and I think anybody listening would agree. The quality of the callers, the input we get from the good, hearty, salt-of-the-earth folks of the Northern Plains is just awesome. On the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, 550K Fire, the flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, AM 1100, of course, the beaming, booming, bocking voice, KTGO 1090, KLTC on the Western Edge, wherever you're listening, however you're listening, on the apps, online, thank you for being there. We appreciate it very much.
We are real people.
We are real people talking to real people.
Yeah, I mean, next people, I'm not.
But I say, you know, it's like you listen to some of these people talk, and it's like, you are not a real person. You're not serious. I mean, what world do you live in? Where you think that that's going to work or that's the way to get this done. It's like, no, we have real people here.
Let me ask you something. Is Joe Biden a real person?
Because, no.
Here's Tucker Carlson asking a very important question last night and then proceeding to play the President of the United States, by the way, slandering the name of God for a political point over and over and over again.
Ridiculous.
And also so easily discounted with actual facts. Listen to this.
Why are they acting this way? That's the only question that matters. Of course, it's the only question our leaders hate to address because there's nothing in it for them. Last night, the President of the United States went on television just hours after 19 small children had been murdered. He didn't do that to uplift or unite the country, which was already united in its sorrow. Instead, he took the opportunity to once again harangue anyone who didn't vote for him. And he did it, as always, with a series of stale talking points left over from the 1980s. It was a shameful display. Here's part of it.
As a nation, we have to ask, when in God's name are we going to stand up to the gun lobby? When in God's name we do what we all know in our gut needs to be done? What in God's name do you need a solvent for except to kill someone? Deer aren't running through the forest with Kevlar vests on, for God's sake. It's just sick.
Wow.
And the gun manufacturers have spent two decades aggressively marketing assault weapons, which make them the most and largest profit. For God's sake, we have to have the courage to stand up to the industry.
Children are dying because the gun lobby is profiting. It's disgusting, he would say something like that. It's also untrue. It's mindless. The New York Times, by the way, said the same thing within hours of the shooting. The gun lobby. Please. The NRA declared bankruptcy last year. The NRA is a husk. In 2021, for example, the tech companies spent more than $70 million lobbying Congress. Big Pharma spent $92 million lobbying Congress in the first quarter of 2021 alone. The NRA spent just $2.2 million total lobbying in all of 2020, a presidential election year.
Think about those numbers. That's how quickly the President of the United States was debunked, acting as if the gun lobby had all this influence over Congress by spending a pittance. Do you hear what Big Pharma spent? $92
yeah.
million in the first quarter.
And what he said at the beginning there was key. He said stale talking points from the 1980s. And that's where Joe Biden lives.
He's still
in his
there.
Head.
He's still there.
And they think that, and they all think that we're still there, that we haven't advanced and educated ourselves and don't know any better. It's ridiculous.
Question is, what's the problem? And what can we each individually do? Love your answers on that today on the program. Let's go to Rolla, North Dakota with Joe. Hello, Joe. You're up next on What's on Your Mind.
Oh, I got two quick talking points, I guess, as far as the schools go. Like, locally, every school has security guards, but none of them are armed. It takes a good guy with a gun to stop a bad guy. And then my second point is, they really need to start restricting or put some restrictions on Kevlar vests and Kevlar helmets. There's no reason that you should be able to go online and buy a level 3 protective vest, and then the security guard can't knock down these shooters because they're wearing body armor. So that's what I think needs to happen.
All right, Joe. Probably the most specific of the solutions offered today. Appreciate that. Gary's on the road. Gary, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, good morning. Okay, the thing is that I see is it's accountability. These kids today are not held accountable. In the schools, I've got sisters and relations that are teachers. If a kid does something wrong, they can't really do anything. They just try to talk them and say, isn't there a better way of doing this? It used to be if you did something wrong when I was growing up, you were sent to the office.
Bingo.
Your parents were called. And now the thing is, the parents, when they come in, you know, they're not my child. My child couldn't do this. They're not held accountable for anything, which makes it, you know, oh, okay, I can do this because I'm not going to get any repercussions. There is no accountability.
Yeah.
You know, and that's kind of ridiculous. The worst thing that could happen to me if I did something wrong in school was, oh, boy, I'm going to principal. Oh, boy, I'm going to have to answer to my folks. You know, that was something that, you know, stuck with me. Today, like I said, these kids are not held responsible. And in the schools, the elementaries are teaching them, you know, oh, don't do that. You can go ahead. You hit the teacher, but the teacher is supposed to say, now, wasn't there something else you could have done? The kid probably think, yeah, I could have kicked you. You know, I mean, this is what it boils down to, and that's my humble opinion.
Gary, it's a good one. Thank you for that. Texter says we need to start living more like it's the 1950s. Seriously. And that sounds like it dovetails nicely with exactly what you're saying. Texter says, lives mean nothing to this administration. We're all political pawns depending on their political gain and narrative of the day. 13 military personnel lost in Afghanistan for no reason. Millions crossing the border with diseases and weaponry. The raping of women and children on the border. Large fentanyl amounts crossing the border daily. No supply chain problem there. It never ends with this administration. A lot of the text pouring in here. I want to get to a few of these because we've been taking lots of great calls. Texter says, are the schools secure today? When the media told the country that plexiglass stopped the virus, every business in the country had plexiglass up the next day. If this kid posted on Facebook he was going to shoot up the school, why didn't Facebook fact checkers step in? My account would have been shut down in seconds. Zuckerberg, should be held responsible. Another, we need people watching the cameras of the schools with riflemen at the doors to stop them from coming in. By the way, back to the Facebook thing. I'm going to shoot my grandma. I shot my grandma. I'm going to the school to shoot people was on this guy's Facebook page. Ask yourself if big tech can silence you and cancel you for the, you know, oh, you played the wrong song today. All the stuff they do, and they can't catch this. They don't have people sitting there saying, whoa, wait a minute, law enforcement. Five-alarm fire here. Texter says, I think one huge factor is getting missed here. Both of the shooters as of late were 18 years old. That means they both just had school shutdowns and masks slapped in their faces. Is this the type of behavioral side effects we can expect from these kids who are having endured 2 years of their lives destroyed? Bingo. Great point. Big factor. No doubt about it. Don't take my word for it. That Peyton Gendron, the environmental extremist socialist that shot the 10 shoppers in the Buffalo, New York supermarket, he said as much. He blamed the internet for radicalizing him. Said he spent too much time online. Said if I could do it all over again, I just got away from the screen. That's what he said himself. Jason's on the road. Let's get your take. Jason, on What's on Your Mind? Go ahead.
Yes, sir, Scott. Good morning. I
You know, the problem with these kids today, when we were kids, I graduated in 1990, we all got along. We could go to Jamestown. We could go to Medina. Everybody did everything together. These kids nowadays, it didn't matter if you had money or no money at all. We were all friends. It didn't matter. You didn't pick on somebody in your school if they were slower. We didn't let that happen. The problem of it is these kids nowadays, everybody wants to be better than everybody else, and they don't have to do nothing. I can remember the first time I got in a tractor, man, I would have done it for nothing. I was so proud to be out there doing something. I rode in the truck with my dad. I learned how to, I mean, these kids, they don't want to do that. They don't want, and all they do is if they want to be better than everybody else, and these parents have let them do this. And the sad part of it, it's my generation. I'm 51 years old. It's my generation that are coddling these kids. It's unbelievable.
Hand them the phones, pay for the phones, argue with the teachers. No, 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 no. Johnny didn't do it.
You have to take these phones away from these kids unless they need a call or a text to mom and dad. That's it.
Susie didn't do it.
That's
no.
it.
Great.
In my day, if you went home and your dad found out you'd done something like that, you better.
Big trouble. Big trouble.
You won't sit for a week.
Yeah, for me, it was my mom. You just didn't want to disappoint mom or else. Alvin in Roscoe, South Dakota, next. Into PetroServe USA for some great specials, Hershey's or Reese's candy bars. The big ones, $1.39 for the king size, only 79 cents for the standard size. Giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. Pringles at PetroServe USA, just $1.49. Jack's Links, original or teriyaki, only $4.49. And don't forget, any size fountain pop for coffee or cappuccino, just 79 cents. Red Bull energy drinks, big 16-ounce size, 3 for $5. PetroServe USA. With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming May auctions include 476 acres of irrigated crop and pasture land in McLean County, 645 acres of crop and CRP land in Benson County, 1,285 CRP and pasture land acres in Eddy County, 388 acres of exceptional crop land in Richland County, and the Leroy Beckel Farm Equipment Estate Auction in Hazen, and the Krebs Family Retirement Equipment Auction in New England, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
It's new. It's coming to Fargo for active adults over 62 years of age. Beautiful homes. They have spacious kitchens, private balconies, lots of amenities, maintenance-free living all on one level. And guess what? You don't shovel. You don't shovel. You don't have to replace another roof, window, appliance. But you still have the benefits of home ownership. You own the home, but headaches are for someone else. If you want to find out more about this, sit in on one of their monthly seminars. Call Kerry today at Village Cooperative 701-997-2900, 997-2900, online, villagecooperative.com. Michael and Dell sent me a text last night, said they are selling slippers by the thousand all throughout North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, and Montana, thanks to the humongous audience of What's on Your Mind. And he said, here's the deal. We're going to run out of them here pretty quick and have to restock, so the special's not going to last that long. So if you want this deal, you're saving $90 on a pair of slippers. I'm not kidding you. $90, folks. And these slippers are something. Took 2 years to develop, designed to wear indoors or outdoors all day long, made with quality leather suede. There's moccasins. There's slip-ons. Call this number, 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Use the promo code SCOTT. And the big box stores cancel this guy. The banks cancel this guy. The shopping channels cancel this guy. You and I, we can't cancel him. We can't ignore this. We got to say, hey, I'm going to support this good man. Again, the offer can't last long. 800-506-9028 or go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code SCOTT. Alvin in Roscoe, South Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Best concert I ever went to was Fleetwood Mac at MDSU football field.
Oh,
that is
what a memory. There you go.
That isn't why I called. How many babies were aborted the same day as the terrible shooting? And how many people were killed in Chicago? That happens every weekend. And this is a big deal, which it is a big deal, but they don't care about the other lives that are lost. It's just hypocritical.
Thank you for making us think about that.
I can give you all the big city numbers if you want them, but it's shocking.
Well, just deal with abortion.
Yeah.
Let's take that. Kindergarten-sized class, an entire kindergarten-sized class, every week in Fargo, North Dakota. Right here.
Yeah.
No, you're absolutely right.
It's a slaughter, too.
It's a slaughter, too. Absolutely.
And isn't it ironic that the same people screaming for a mother's right to do that are the same people screaming that the gun did it?
Sorry, Alvin, you had more to say?
Well, I got lots to say. I was not the same blood type as my mother. So, therefore, when they talk about it's my body, I can do what I want, it isn't their body because there's another body with a different blood type. You know, so there's two separate bodies there. It's not one. And I'm fully in favor of a woman's right to choose. I just want her to make the choices prior to conception. You know, there's
great
lots
points.
Of ways not to get pregnant.
Yes, there are. And there's sex ed I approve of. Yeah.
There's a lot of ways to not get pregnant, and I don't care which one they choose, and it's their choice. But I guess I've said enough for today.
Appreciate it, Alvin. Thank you for the call. Texas says, I told my wife the other day, two of the worst things that have happened for our country and our culture have been the development of the smartphone and Facebook and other social media. Parents spend too much time with their phone in the faces instead of raising their kids. Social media is a sewer. A third thing you could add in is the video game industry. Things like Grand Theft Auto, Call of Duty, or any other shoot-them-up games that kids play and make killing seem normal. Texter says, my friends and I played hours upon hours of Call of Duty, and not one person I know shot anybody. If you end up being a mass shooter, something is wrong with you.
Right. True.
Or you are just an evil SOB. It's not the video game.
Well, I don't think it helps, though, when you've got a mind like these kids, when you these
there you go.
Twisted.
There's the key.
I don't think it helps.
There's already a stone cold heart there.
My kids played it too. He loves it. He couldn't play it till he was 16, but you know, he loves it, and he's not good. He doesn't have that evil mindset. He doesn't have those imbalances. So neither do you, clearly. And most people don't.
Mike, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead. Mike, are you there?
Who do you got?
I got Mike.
Who are you talking? Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Let's quit blaming the guns and blame our government. You know, they shame everybody for disciplining their kids. Bring back the yardstick and the belt instead of giving giving crackheads pipes and addicts syringes and stuff like that. Start teaching these people how to discipline their kids. Nobody does that no more. Here's another thing, too. People are saying, an 18-year-old, how do you get two guns like that? Hey, 18-year-olds are going to war constantly. So, and this country was had guns in it since it's been day one. So let's quit blaming the guns. My goodness.
Learned something the other day. We've always had more guns than people in this country, which I guess makes sense when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're not hunting with the same weapon, depending on what you're hunting for. You're not protecting yourself with the same
weapon. Parents how to discipline their kids without everybody raising arms about their abusing their child or whatever it may be. That's a big deal in this country, is because parents can't discipline. They don't know how, and they don't get any support about discipline.
Thank you, Mike. Great points. I'm going to finish with some text here. On this topic, once a society feels it's simply health care to kill a child, even a day before birth, where does it stop? A very sad state we as a country are in. Another, my friends and I played hours. I told you that one already. Here's another. We've taken God out of everything, out of the courthouses, out of the schools, out of everywhere. Separation of church and state has been the downfall of the United States. It's not separation of church and state. It's the government not imposing a government religion. Another, I know a lot of veterans who refuse to seek mental help because they're afraid to lose their rights. They're afraid laws could change and any history of mental health treatment will be detrimental. I'm sure there are those in civilian population as well who feel that way. That's wrong. That's wrong. That comes back to this effort against the stigma. I mean, I think it's 1 in 4 people have some form of diagnosed mental health issue. You talked earlier about the amount of medications that are subscribed. It's like 1 in 10 are in some kind of significant mental health medication.
Yeah, so this is that comes off of the ADD and the way back in the day with Ritalin and
this is everywhere. But my point is, it should not be you are taking that. I mean, we all are. That's the point. Texture says the problem, Scott, is no father in home. So that's the real crisis. The Democrats, plain and simple, want broken families. This is where I come back to saying I want to do something, and I think the best idea we heard today was from a caller that talked about having a solution session. And, come with your solutions. And the one solution I think I want to come with is I want to mentor some youngster that just needs a mentor for whatever family reason that it's there. I do. And so I look forward to that connection happening. I don't know how exactly it'll happen, but I'm going to ask some questions and ask some people I know and would welcome other suggestions. Who needs a mentor? One at a time, we can do this. Senator John Hoeven, when we come back, I'm going to duck out here. Kevin and Todd will handle that conversation. And your questions, welcome for him, too. Senator John Hoeven next. Call 701-258-0550 or text your questions pronto.
Greta Van Susteren is back. She's joining Newsmax as host of their new show, The Record with Greta Van Susteren. Starting June 14th, Greta reports on the big stories from Washington, giving you the facts you need to know. Greta is smart, asks the tough questions, and is always fair. Greta is journalism the way it ought to be. I made the switch to Newsmax like millions of others. So make the switch and watch Greta Van Susteren. Get info about her new show by texting the word Greta to 39747 or go to GretaIsBack.com. That's GretaIsBack.com. Make the switch today to Newsmax. It's America's fastest growing cable news channel. And get the latest on Greta's new show. Text Greta to 39747. Newsmax is real news for real people. I watch it all the time, and you should too. And Greta is back. For the latest, text Greta to 39747. Greta at 39747.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In the European war, Russian forces shelled more than 40 towns in Ukraine's eastern Donbas region, forcing Ukrainians to bury civilians killed in mass graves. Russia's TASS news agency reported some 8,000 Ukrainian prisoners of war have been captured. Ukrainian President Zelensky said no to attempts to suggest that Kyiv give up territory to end the war. Zelensky said the idea smacked of attempts to appease Nazi Germany in 1938. As some parents in Uvalde, Texas are complaining, it took police 40 minutes to engage the suspect after he barricaded himself in a classroom. Retired FBI Special Agent Kathy Guinder on CBS News explains what probably happened.
Which then makes it a little bit harder for officers to engage with him if he's barricaded in. So other officers arrived and they took a different approach because of a barricaded situation.
USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. Celebrating a little Stevie Nicks, little Fleetwood Mac today with Stevie Nicks turning 74 on What's On Your Mind. Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. I get to make you hungry, my friend. First of all, I got to tell you that we mentioned earlier, Todd, you'll love this, too. The wife and I, we made the 4 for $4 last 2 days and over three, literally like three meals.
Well, then you're eating it wrong.
Well,
I can eat it faster.
I know, right? I wanted to, you know, I wanted to share, so I got the personal pan pizza. Her and I split that when I got it home. And then I had the two cookies, which I had one, the first one later that night as dessert for the dinner we had. And then I took the other one to work in the morning, and I ate it on the way to work. So there was like two people fed over three different deals there. And for $4, you can't beat it. Now, if you want to talk about lunch specials today, if you're in Valley City, pulled pork or French dip, they're doing scallop potatoes and ham in Harwood, beef noodles or scallop potatoes and ham on West Main in Fargo, 12th Avenue North in Fargo's got the country fried steak, Salisbury steak on NP Avenue, Glendon and up in Euland, and 45th in Fargo serving up lasagna. So, again, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. They make it from scratch. Boom, grab it, go, always affordable. And they're always looking for the best fuel prices, too, with multiple brands at multiple locations. That helps America fuel better at PetroServe USA. So, and by the way, I got a message from after we talked about the first part of the program here about what's, you know, what's the problem, you know, how, you know, where's the problem? And someone said, hey, guys, so what I'm hearing you all say is the problem is not guns. It's hearts without God, homes without discipline, schools without prayer, and courtrooms without justice. I think that
King killed Abel with a rock, so stop blaming the tool. Because even if he got rid of all the guns, you still have plenty of weapons out there with which you can kill somebody.
But that literally
is... You're not solving
a
thing.
Yes, and that's the list, though. The problem is not guns. We know that. It's hearts without God, homes without discipline, schools without prayer, and discipline, and courtrooms without justice. Mr. O'Hanlon in shop class had a paddle. And when I was just going, if someone was on the bandsaw,
and you are old.
If you were too close to the guy on the bandsaw, in other words, they had yellow lines on, remember shop class, they had yellow lines on the floor around the gear. If you were on that line or inside that line, if someone was on the bandsaw or any other, he would come up behind you and wrap you with that paddle. And he did it once to me because my foot was like 2 inches onto the yellow line and it hurt for 2 days.
You never did it again though, did you?
It worked. Guess where my foot never was again? Anywhere near the yellow line.
Exactly.
That's how it works.
Exactly.
But you can't have that, so there you go. John on that, Daniel?
Apparently not.
Well, we're still waiting for Mr. Hovind to call us.
Let's say we got a few calls here so we can take Jamie from Bismarck. Jamie, what's on your mind?
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, I'm going to address the guy who earlier there who said nobody needs a Kevlar vest, and then he said, you know, stop blaming the gun. Well, I think you're saying nobody needs a Kevlar vest. That's the same as saying nobody needs an AR-15.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
And contrary to our brilliant president, talking about deer wearing Kevlar vests. Kevlar vest doesn't stop a rifle round, so you know. And I'm guessing if you're wearing one and somebody shoots you with a pistol, you're probably going to hurt like hell, and it's going to get you out of the fight for a little bit anyway. So, I have. Go ahead, Kevin. I'm sorry.
No, you're right. No, I just you're spot on with it. It's one of those things where my point, Jamie, is that there's so much already out there. To say all of a sudden now, today, we're not going to have it, we're going to ban it, you can't get it anymore. Well, that train left the station years ago, as did the high capacity magazines, as did the AR platforms. When the last one, and I agree or not, Jamie, what do you think? I mean, the last time they tried this assault weapons ban when Clinton and Biden put that thing through, which was a massive failure, all of us went out and said, I'm going to go buy one of those because if they ban them again, I'm going to have one. So that train's gone too.
And then that sunset ban happened 10 years later, then people really started buying them up.
Exactly.
They're your own gun. You can buy the parts. I mean, the lowers have a serial number on, so you have to get them through an FFL and do a background check.
Yep.
But they're your own rifle. You can fix them at home if something breaks. You don't have to go see a gunsmith or something. But one more thing on body armor.
Go ahead.
I do have body armor, but it's steel plating armor. And I mean, I have it because if there's ever unrest in the streets or something like that, I want all the protection I can have. But I mean, there's never been unrest or violence or death in the streets in America, has there? Any time recently?
No.
Other than
Antifa's little summer of love in Seattle.
Yeah.
Hey, and Rook, I got one more for you. Anybody that says you don't need a 30-round AR-15 platform rifle has never hog-hunted in the brushes of South Texas. That's all
I'm
saying. You want to join me down there anytime, I'd love to take you, and we'll show you why you need that many rounds when you're hunting hogs. Because they're fast, and there's a lot of them, and you can take as many as you want.
Sounds like great fun to me.
It's an awesome time, man.
How would anybody know how many rounds you need anyways if your house is being...
True.
I may need that many just to hit the target.
Yep. Thanks, man.
And last
Jamie,
all,
appreciate it.
We got to get to Senator Hovind, but appreciate it, buddy. Yep.
Senator John Hovind, how are you?
Hey, John. Hey, guys. How are you? Greetings.
Good.
Greetings.
How you doing?
Doing okay. We're got some votes here on some stuff, but... greetings to you and to all your listeners.
Well, good to have you on What's in Your Mind today. We're at 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm dying to hear your comments about the president commenting that the high gas prices are part of the incredible transition.
Yeah, that was pretty unbelievable, wasn't it? I mean, incredible transition.
Epic.
And matter of fact, you know, we keep hitting these new all-time highs in prices, and today average nationwide $4.60 a gallon, so just unbelievable. You have people going into the Memorial weekend, which is a drive time, and paying these record prices, and then the president, instead of actually taking some steps to help, he comes out and talks about this incredible transition, and of course he's responsible for these incredibly high prices, where his policies are driving these incredibly high prices. So it's really tough on our consumers, and they know it every time they go in and fill up at the pump.
I mean, what is he hoping for in this incredible transition? Because I can pretty much predict what direction your answer would go. What can we do to counter that? Because I don't know that this is a transition any of us want.
Well, that's it. I mean, it's his energy policies that are driving these costs up, and that's what we've got to work to change, and that's what we're working hard to do. I mean, you know, when he takes federal lands, both onshore and offshore, puts a moratorium on them so you can't produce oil and gas, then he comes back and allows only 20%, but he raises the royalty rates. I mean, obviously that raises prices. Then he cancels things like Keystone XL pipeline, our ability to build the pipelines and the gathering systems. We need to move oil and gas around the country. He won't let us develop the LNG facilities for natural gas. And then just the blizzard of regulations, you know, that is holding up our ability to get drilling permits. And so it just makes no sense. And it's not just what you pay at the pump. I mean, that energy cost pervades, you know, all of our products and services. So it's really a big part of what's driving inflation as well. And I just think, you know, people know it, and they see it whether they're going to the pump or the grocery store. And so we all got to just keep pushing back and try to make changes to these energy policies that he's driving that's causing the high energy prices and the inflation in this country.
Senator John Oven, on what's in your mind? You're taking the Title 42 ruling.
Yeah, that's really important. The judge in Louisiana determined that the Public Health Order 42 has to stay in place on the border. And as you know, I've been down there a number of times, our guards down there, and they're doing a fine job. But this administration is not securing the border. And you know, they talk about how, you know, they're doing this and they're doing that, but they are not securing the border. It's a conscious decision they're making to not secure the border. If they would enforce the policies, the protocols that the Trump administration put in place, which is the third safe country protocol, the Remain in Mexico protocol, and Public Health Order 42, that would effectively stop this illegal migration, and they're just not doing it. Now, the courts, as you saw, the court in Louisiana said, no, you have to enforce Public Health Order 42. That's good. That's helpful. But also, going all the way up to the Supreme Court, the Remain in Mexico policy, Supreme Court says you have to enforce that, and this administration is not doing it. So we're back pressing that case in front of the Supreme Court to actually put the parameters forward, because the administration says, well, yeah, you know, we're working with Mexico to enforce it, but then they're not actually doing it. So now we're actually trying to enforce some measures of accountability. But really, you know, if we could get them to implement those three policies, our Border Patrol, our Customs and Border Protection, you know, they would get control of that border, and they want it done too. And so, again, just like with energy policy, this is something we all have to keep pushing on, and the public has to keep pushing on this administration, as well as Democrats in Congress, to change the approach.
Senator John Oven, what's on your mind? I'm Todd Mitchell, filling in for Scott and or Kevin. The senator coming from an ag hearing with Vilsack, making the case for the USDA to provide flexibility for producers with delayed planting. Where do we stand?
Well, I just, as you say, just talked to Secretary Vilsack. I work with him a lot on behalf of our farmers and ranchers. And one of the things we're bumping into, it's ironic, we had drought last year. We've had drought in the western part of the state. We finally broke the drought in the western part of the state. But that means the eastern part of the state, our farmers are having trouble getting the crop in the ground. And so whether it's corn or soybeans, these other crops in both North Dakota, Minnesota, and other places, they're running into what's called the end date on crop insurance, which means that they don't get their crop insurance coverage if they plant later than those specified dates. So we're trying to get help out of USDA so that they, that they can deal with that end date. Still, in other words, still get their crop in the ground in spite of these wet conditions and the fact that it's taken them longer, but they still, you know, are able to get their crop insurance. So that's just one of the issues we're working on with them, as well as some of our livestock issues, trying to get more competition in that market to help our great ranchers and trade, just a number of these issues. Again, nobody, you know what? Nobody does it better than our farmers and ranchers in North Dakota. And the same's true. We're talking about energy in the energy patch too. You know, North Dakota's an energy powerhouse. You know, our state is a huge player in both in ag and energy for this country.
You helped introduce legislation to push back on the Biden administration's vaccine mandate for military cadets.
Yeah, again, the administration continues to push these mandates, and we're fighting every single one of them. And a number of those go right at our military, which is just a head scratcher. You've got our military out there doing just amazing work. And then the administration talks about allowing these various exemptions, whether it be for health or faith or whatever, but then they're not actually allowing our men and women in uniform to take those exemptions. And so that's what we're working with Senator Rubio and others, Senator Kramer, to push back on that.
More with Senator Hoven next on What's on Your Mind. Hang on.
From Field to Fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Beverly, wake up, stand up, let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann, Buick GMC, where your warranty is for a lifetime. The GMC Sierra HD, you can explore it online right now because they come in a bunch of different flavors. We'd say if it were ice cream or something. The all-new 22 Sierra 1500s are available on order and are certain to trickle in. New Buicks and GMCs are arriving daily, and over 75 used vehicles are clearly marked priced to sell, various makes and models, so you don't, not just GMC, not just Buick. If you're an F-150 fanboy or Ram or Tundra or whatever, they don't have it, it's probably on the way, or they can certainly get it. Online, shop, click, drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com or stop by the Strip in Mandan. 10 before the hour, it's What's in Your Mind. I'm Todd Mitchell. Scott handed off at a beating. Kevin Flynn off getting graduation stuff done. Senator John Hoeven here. 701-258-0550-1-800-228-0550. Your conversation with Interior Secretary Deb Haaland to stop blocking energy development on federal lands.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was saying. You know, we have BLM lands and other lands that we've always produced energy on. And again, they're just blocking our ability to produce energy, oil and gas, on the federal lands. Now, her response to that, Todd, was, well, no, there's leases out there. You should just develop the leases you have. Well, the problem is the leases that have already been awarded, those are being held up either by regulations these guys put forward or in the courts. So if they're not providing new leases, the ones that they've already given, in many of these cases, are being held up, and then they're not allowing new leases. So that's why less energy is being produced on federal lands, both onshore and off. And they just pulled, after saying that they would do leases offshore, they just pulled that both off the shore of Alaska and the Gulf of Mexico, and they're talking about coming out with a five-year plan, and there's nothing in it that allows leasing for energy production. So, you know, they're saying one thing, they're doing another. Net, though, is that's why you're seeing these energy prices continue to go up, because as we talked about at the outset, Biden and the Biden administration wants to make what they call this, quote, incredible transition, and they're doing it by driving up energy prices. And of course, that's what we're seeing with oil and gas. And that's just not what the people of this country want, and we're going to continue to push back on it.
Got the funding to complete the Pipestem Dam safety modification project. What's happening there?
Well, the dam, of course, the Pipestem Dam is the dam on the Jamestown Reservoir. That's above Jamestown. So it's not only a great reservoir there and so forth and important for water supply and recreation and everything else, but that also protects the city of Jamestown. So if there's any issues with that dam, obviously, that would pose a challenge or a risk to the city. So several years back, there were problems where there was flooding and with the spillway, there were some issues with eroding the spillway and that kind of thing. So we worked to secure the funding to make darn sure that they can fix that and repair. And it's pretty extensive repairs and then renovations they'll do to the spillway, which is, again, not only to maintain the Jamestown Reservoir, but to make sure that the city of Jamestown is protected. So that work's going forward. That's a huge project that the Corps now is going to be undertaking because we got them the funding and, of course, the authorization to do it.
We just got word that a nursing home facility in Mott has announced that it's closing. What do you see coming down in the fight as we see more and more smaller community ones closing and it becoming a more Fargo and Bismarck-centric line of work and facility?
Well, we need to do whatever we can there. We want to maintain those services in our small towns, medium-sized towns across the state. So, you know, we need to do whatever we can to preserve. I think, you know, what they probably stick with nursing home is the ability to get help, I think, is really tough, whether it's nurses, CNAs, and all that kind of thing. And so that may be the issue here. I just heard about this. We're going to have to see if there is anything we can do there. And I know they sometimes have concerns with the larger companies like the Sanfords and some of the others. And we've got to make sure that those large organizations are investing in our small towns as well as, you say, like not just Bismarck and Fargo, but the smaller towns. I know they just recently announced they're opening a facility up in Williston, but we've got to maintain those services across the state in our large communities and small. So it's something we have to work on a continuous basis.
Just around the corner from Memorial Day weekend. An early message?
Yeah, just, thanks to everyone who has served and many of them who have made the ultimate sacrifice. Memorial Day is just that, you know, remembering all those that have given so much for this great nation. I'm going to be over in Fargo this year. I usually do it at our fantastic State Veterans Cemetery in Mandan. I hate to miss that, but I am going to be at our new federal veteran cemetery in Fargo, and we're going to talk about some of the work we're doing there, as well as remembering all our great men and women in uniform, and so forth, but also talk about the hard work we're doing there to really make that an outstanding federal. We've got a fantastic state veteran cemetery. We want to make sure our federal veteran cemetery is really outstanding, too.
I suppose it's kind of like picking a favorite child. Fargo, Mandan, Fargo. I got it. We got to share them, folks.
Yeah,
Senator John Hoeven.
They're both fantastic. And
absolutely. Hey, appreciate your time today on What's in Your Mind, Senator Hoeven. Have a great day.
It's here. A whole new way to feel great inside and out. Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic is proud to announce that in addition to their renowned hyperbaric oxygen treatment, they now have added the Hockett Ozone Sauna. Developed for a single purpose, strategic wellness and vitality. The Hockett Ozone Sauna uses a combination of treatments to help detox the body, improve circulation, boost energy, and strengthen the immune system. It can reduce pain, swelling, and inflammation, increasing the body's immune efficiency, increasing metabolism, improving stiff, aching joints and muscles, and many more benefits using this Hockett technology of ozone treatment in combination with others all in one as you relax in the sauna-like setting. Call for an appointment today. Your first 30-minute treatment is free. Feel great. Look great. Be great. Why wait? It's here. Now at Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic. Call 701-929-3930. 701-929-3930 or visit swansonhyperbarics.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.